Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, two men have been arrested in Donegal today as part of an international investigation into human trafficking and labour exploitation. A Donegal deputy says underfunding of health in Budget 2024 will have a catastrophic effect on services in the county. Meanwhile, there's hope an extension to Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department can be fast-tracked. And a Donegal pharmacist is appealing to people to not purchase medication online. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First in news though, two men have been arrested in Donegal as part of an international investigation into human trafficking and labour exploitation. The men aged 35 and 28 were arrested this morning for organised crime related offences and are currently being detained at Garda stations in the county. Tom Douglas reports.
Investigating Gardaí with international colleagues are investigating the alleged trafficking of persons into Ireland for the purpose of labour exploitation. The operation involves a joint investigation team established with law enforcement in Latvia. Law enforcement activities also being coordinated today. Europol officers are present in Donegal for the duration of the operation. The investigation team in Donegal is supported by local, divisional and national units. That's including the Human Trafficking Investigation and Coordination Unit at GNPSB, the Garda National Cybercrime Bureau, the Garda Mutual Assistance Section and the Garda Síochána Analysis Service.
The underfunding of health in Budget 2024 will have a catastrophic effect on services in Donegal. That's according to Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, who along with Deputy Pearce Doherty will raise the crisis at Letterkenny University Hospital in the Dáil tonight. Doctors and consultants in the county have been forced to write to Health Minister Stephen Donnelly to highlight the risk they believe patients are facing when attending the hospital's ED. Deputy McLaughlin, speaking earlier on the 9 to Noon show, says the funding model for hospitals needs to be urgently reviewed.
If you look at Letterkenny, you know, we're a major hospital. Almost 26,000 inpatients came through the hospital last year. That makes Letterkenny the sixth largest hospital in the state, a major hospital. But then when you look at the actual budget that's allocated to Letterkenny, they're down in 12th position. And that's one of the lowest allocations per inpatient in the entire state. The reason why I've done that work last weekend, and I've done it every year, is because I've been working closely with, you know, senior people in Letterkenny Hospital who have wanted to get a sense of what the big picture is, because they knew instinctively they were being underfunded. They knew they didn't have the same resources in terms of doctors, nurses, beds, as other hospitals doing comparable work. And now it's unquestionable. Now, the other problem is that Letterkenny is a Model 3 hospital, which means that it is obviously resource less than a Model 4 hospital. You can see that there are five Model 4, so St James's Hospital in Dublin, Talla Hospital in Dublin, St Vincent's Hospital Dublin, Beaumont Hospital Dublin, University Hospital Waterford. So they're all Model 4 hospitals. Letterkenny has more inpatients than all of those hospitals.
Well, there's hope an extension to Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department can be advanced. The planned extension will consist of a two-storey modular unit to provide over 450 square metres of additional patient treatment space. Paediatric treatment spaces, additional ED single treatment rooms and a minor injuries clinic will also be delivered. The extension will be connected to the existing emergency department to ensure efficiencies in staffing cover and full access to the hospital's diagnostic departments. The project is currently progressing through the HSE estates processes. However, in a statement, SEALTA says it's hoped that it can be fast-tracked. Meanwhile, the Department of Health Secretary General says hospitals across the country have been facing unprecedented costs. The Oireachtas Committee on Health met earlier today to examine the funding allocated to the health service in the budget 2 weeks ago. Robert Watt told the committee that the extra ask for the health budget for 2024 was around €2 billion. He also says the key factors for driving the rising health spend was demand and higher costs.
We've seen a 23% increase in expenditure on medical and surgical supplies, an 18% increase in heat, power and light, 28% increase in laboratory costs, 27% increase in the cost of X-ray and imaging, 37% increase in the cost of catering. And it's a combination of higher demand and also much higher prices that hospitals have to pay.
A Donegal pharmacist is appealing to people to not purchase medication online. Margaret O'Doherty of Refoe Pharmacy says drug supply shortages are worsening and pharmacies are struggling to fulfil patient requests. On today's 9 till noon show, she warned against sourcing medicine online.
Particularly in the case of these medications for people that are suffering, that are attending mental health services, it's absolutely critical that they don't take anything that isn't prescribed by their consultant and obtained from a registered pharmacy. There's a lot of stuff on the internet. You can get anything you want online. Unfortunately, it's not always what it says it is. So I would be very, very careful.
The Taoiseach has rejected any suggestion that the Irish government provides funding to Hamas. The deputy head of mission for the Israeli embassy in Ireland posted on Twitter that Ireland helped fund the tunnels under the Gaza Strip used primarily by Hamas militants. The tweet was soon deleted and a spokesperson for the Israeli embassy said the comment did not represent the official position of Israel or the embassy. Leo Varadkar says he welcomes the clarification.
I just want to categorically reject any suggestion that we provide any funding to Hamas directly or indirectly. The funding we provide is done through the UN, done through the EU and done through NGOs. And there's no evidence to support that claim. And I'm pleased that the comments were deleted and a clarification was issued by the embassy and indicating that the tweet did not represent the position of the embassy or the position of the government of Israel.
Investigations are continuing in Strabane into a suspicious approach to a child. On Friday morning last, a male driver of what is believed to be a black Jeep offered a boy a lift as he was walking on Beechmount Avenue at around 20 past 8. The driver is reported to be aged in his 60s, possibly older. The boy refused the lift and the Jeep drove off towards the junction of Beechmount Avenue and Melmount Road towards Strabane Town Centre. Police have reassured the local community that they are taking all reports extremely seriously and are appealing to anyone with information to come forward. There's outrage in Strabane also after trees close to a residential area were set on fire last night. A number of young people were witnessed fleeing the scene at Bradley Way, close to a facility for elderly residents. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says the actions of those responsible is careless, reckless and dangerous. He's praised the quick actions of the fire service.
A number of young people were spotted running from the scene after lighting the fire. I've had a number of constituents who have reached out to me with that information. Now, I'm never the first to condemn our young people or our youth for any incident such as this, but unfortunately last night it seems as though they were responsible. But my message really is for their safety as well. They need to understand and appreciate how dangerous fire can be, how quickly it can spread, and how quickly it can endanger their lives and the lives of other people. And unfortunately, at this time of the year, there's a higher incidence rates of these sorts of things happening, particularly with Halloween. And I really want to send a message out there to the wider public, but to parents, to ensure that their children are not running around at night with lighting fires or anywhere near them because of the dangers they present, but also to educate them on the importance of understanding the danger that fire can present to their lives and to the lives of other people. And like we're talking about a very short distance from a row of bungalows last night and, as I said, a significant block of residential apartments where elderly people live. Luckily, thanks to the fire service, it was put out quickly. But that there's a wider issue here as well. These sorts of events that should not be happening, and as a result, someone else could be in danger because they're responding to this bad behaviour.
The Garda Representative Association has told an Oireachtas committee a record number of Gardaí are due to quit the force this year. The Joint Committee for Engagement on Policing Matters is currently meeting in Leinster House. 107 members of An Garda Síochána resigned from the force in 2022. General Secretary of the GRA, Ronan Slevin, says they've already surpassed last year's total in the first 10 months of this year.
We are currently experiencing record numbers of Gardaí leaving the force, with that number set to reach at least 150 this year, with 116 members having resigned so far. This month alone, 10 members have given their notice.
Gardaí are urging businesses in Donegal to be on alert in the run-up to Christmas as the number of thefts increases. Two businesses in the county have been recently targeted, including a pharmacy. Garda Sergeant Charlene Anderson is appealing for information.
On Thursday the 19th of October at approximately 2 p.m, a pharmacy in the Bundoran area noticed that a shelf in the pharmacy had been completely cleared of its stock following a restock the previous day. Now, it was established that a large number of expensive perfumes had been taken from the store to approximately €2,300 in value. So I suppose, look, we're seeking the assistance of the public in relation to this appeal because we approach the Christmas period. Members of the public, they may be offered some of these perfumes for sale. People may go door to door attempting to sell the products on, and we just ask them to contact Gardaí or maybe their local Garda station, because it mightn't just be in the Bundoran area. They might go further afield to sell the items.
All right, this is sort of a dual situation. It is an appeal but also an advisory for business shop owners.
That's correct, Greg. So on the 18th of October, Gardaí in Letterkenny became aware of an incident because they received a report from local business premises that a female had entered the store and placed three items into a plastic bag that she had in her possession. She then proceeded to the counter and sought a refund from the shop assistant for those items. Now, the shop assistant went to locate the manager and the female left the store with the items and without paying for them. So look, it's a warning for business owners of this type of scam. And again, we're coming up to a busy period, the Christmas period. So we're just asking business owners to be vigilant and to report such incidents to Gardaí, these types of like distraction theft and return fraud incidents. We do see them on the increase on the approach to the Christmas period.
The Central Criminal Court has heard Joseph Pushka told Gardaí he was in a fight in Blanchardstown in Dublin on the day Aisling Murphy died. 33-year-old Mr. Pushka of Lyn Alley Grove, Mucklagh, County Offaly, denies murdering the schoolteacher on January the 12th, 2022. Andrew Lyth reports.
Garda Keith Brennan from Crumlin Garda Station told the jury that he was called to an apartment on the Armagh Road in Crumlin, Dublin 12, on the morning of January 13th, 2022. He said he observed Joseph Pushka in the bedroom of that apartment with what appeared to be an injury just below his belly button and other injuries on his forehead and hands. He said he asked Mr. Pushka's cousin to act as a translator, who told him that Mr. Pushka claimed to have been in a fight in Blanchardstown the previous evening. Sergeant Paul MacDonald was in the detective unit at Blanchardstown Garda Station at the time, and he told the jury he and his colleague visited Mr. Pushka at St. James's Hospital. The court heard the Gardaí woke up Mr. Pushka, who appeared to be in good humour, and it was apparent his English was not at a fluent level. After asking Mr. Pushka what happened, Sergeant MacDonald said he travelled to Dublin with a friend coming from Tullamore. He got a taxi from Houston Station to Blanchardstown to meet a woman, as he claimed, and it was after he got out of the taxi that he was set upon and assaulted by two men, he said. He described his injuries, but the court heard that he couldn't elaborate further. The trial continues tomorrow morning. Andrew Lyth at the Central Criminal Court.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer and League of Ireland news, Ferry Carrick Park has passed a pitch inspection. That's ahead of tonight's first leg in the First Division playoffs. Wexford, they play host to Cove Ramblers. And Lissy Woolen is the venue for Athlone Town's first leg against Waterford. Cross-channel, Manchester United are seeking their first points in Champions League Group A as Copenhagen visit Old Trafford tonight. Before the game, there will be tributes paid to United legend Bobby Charlton. A wreath will be laid on a seat in the Old Trafford director's box, and a minute's silence will be held. 8 o'clock is the kick-off time for that one. The other game in the group starts shortly at 5.45 with Galatasaray at home to Bayern Munich. Arsenal, they're looking to return to winning ways in Group B as they play away to Sevilla. Elsewhere in that group this evening, Lens, they entertain PSV Eindhoven. Both those games kick off at 8 o'clock. Also tonight, there's one game in the Scottish Premiership with Dundee at home to Ross County. And in the English Championship, there's six games down for decision tonight. The leaders, Leicester, they host Sunderland. West Brom play Queen's Park Rangers. Swansea are up against Watford. Norwich, they play Middlesbrough. Millwall are up against Blackburn Rovers. And Huddersfield Town play Cardiff City. In other news, Fulham boss Marco Silva signed a new 3-year contract until 2026. The Portuguese guided the Londoners to a top half finish in the Premier League last season after winning the championship title the year before. He's reportedly been offered several jobs in the Saudi Pro League this summer but turned them all down. In Gaelic games, Galway's footballers have been dealt a major blow. 2022 All-Star Killian McDade sustained a fractured tibia on club duty for Monivea Abbey in the Galway Intermediate Championship. McDade's set for a lengthy spell on the sidelines as a result. And staying in Connacht, the football championship there will once again commence the week after the conclusion of the Allianz League's three quarter-finals will be played in early April, with two semi-finals 2 weeks later. In rugby, the next Rugby World Cup will be expanded to a 24-team edition with six groups of four. The change of part is part of a series of alterations to the global rugby calendar, which also includes a new biannual competition. Starting in 2026, the contest will be formed with 24 teams split into two divisions, with promotion and relegation starting in 2030. Now, the Women's Six Nations is also set for a new start date in mid-April. In other news, Leinster say Cian Healy will be out for a number of weeks, having injured a shoulder in training last week. Luke McGrath and John McKee will be assessed ahead of Saturday's URC fixture with the Sharks due to respective knee and hamstring injuries. Martin Maloney is available again after a long-term knee injury. In cricket, Ireland have finished their short T20 series with Scotland level. Opener Amy Hunter top scored for Ireland with 68 as they made 117 for 7 from their 20 overs today. The Scots surpassed that target with 8 wickets to spare. Ireland edged the overall limited over series at 3-2. And finally, this evening in tennis, former world number one Simona Halep has appealed against a 4-year ban she's been given for anti-doping violations. The 2-time Grand Slam winner received the punishment after testing positive for a banned blood booster. Where her sanction was announced, Halep wrote on social media that she never knowingly used a prohibited substance. That's your sport. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, 7,006 Ukrainian refugees are now living in Donegal. Figures from the CSO show the Donegal local electoral area is housing the largest number of people in the county fleeing Ukraine at 2,052. That's followed by 1,386 people in Glenties and 1,265 in Letterkenny. Meanwhile, 801 people have arrived in the Milford local electoral area from Ukraine since the start of the war, 733 to North Inishowen, 407 to the Lifford Stranorna area and 362 to South Inishowen. 912 Ukrainian children are currently enrolled in primary schools in Donegal and 607 in secondary schools. Nationally, 96,000 Ukrainian refugees are now residing in Ireland as of October the 8th. Ongoing work to tackle the Kinhin crime gang is the focus of high-level meetings between Gardaí and Dubai Police this week. A delegation of senior officers from the UAE are visiting Dublin. They met with the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris earlier, who says they've already provided help and the visit will further advance that cooperation. Foreign Affairs Minister Micheál Martin is welcoming the development.
Well, again, I think these are operational matters. There's ongoing work always between police forces across the globe to combat criminality in generally. People share information, share intelligence, and I welcome the cooperation between our police forces and those in other jurisdictions, including the UAE.
A woman has been assaulted by two men in Derry, which is being treated as a sectarian hate crime. Police have described it as a disgusting and nasty assault. Shauna Regan has more.
A woman aged in her 60s was assaulted by two men in the Society Street area of the city at around 1 a.m. on Sunday. She was spat on and hit in the face. Inspector Farron has described this as a disgusting and nasty assault, which caused great upset and distress to the victim. Police have confirmed that they are treating the incident as a sectarian hate crime and inquiries are ongoing. Anyone who was in the area at the time and witnessed what happened, or who has any information, is asked to contact police. They're also appealing to people with CCTV, doorbell cameras or dash cams to check their footage.
Weather now, a mix of cloud and sunny spells for the rest of today with scattered showers. Some will be heavy, but the showers will become isolated this evening. Lowest temperatures tonight of 3 to 6 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Two men have been arrested in Donegal as part of an international investigation into human trafficking and labour exploitation. The men aged 35 and 28 were arrested this morning for organised crime-related offences. Underfunding of health in Budget 2024 will have a catastrophic effect on services in Donegal. That's according to Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, who along with Deputy Piers Doherty will raise the crisis at Letterkenny University Hospital in the Dáil later tonight. A Donegal pharmacist is appealing to people to not purchase medication online. Margaret O'Doherty of Rifo Pharmacy says drug supply shortages are worsening and pharmacies are struggling to fulfil patient requests. And investigations are continuing in Strabane into a suspicious approach to a child. Police have reassured the local community that they are taking all reports extremely seriously and are appealing to anyone with information to come forward. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. Obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, October the 24th. The death has taken place of Paddy McLaughlin, Davy Lemmatotter, Glengad. Paddy's remains are en route to his home. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 12 noon. Funeral mass will take place on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ochaclea, Mallin, followed by burial in St Mary's Graveyard, Lag, Mallin. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the National Ambulance Service, care of any family member. The death has occurred of William Willie Bradley, 52, Dr McGinley Villas, Letterkenny, reposing at his late residence from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. today and tomorrow. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in New Lex Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Con McDade Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Joanna Given, Hillhead, Ardra. Remains are reposing at her home today and tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral mass at 12 noon on Thursday in the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, followed by private cremation. House private, please, from 10 p.m. to 1 p.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Poor Farmers Association, care of Derek McCabe, Funeral Director, or any family member. The death has taken place of Sister Maureen Boyce, Holy Faith Sisters, late of Downings, Donegal, California and Ireland, reposing in Holy Faith Convent, Glasnevin, tomorrow afternoon from 3 o'clock, followed by removal to the convent chapel at 4:30. Funeral mass on Thursday morning at 11:30, followed by burial in the convent cemetery. The death has taken place of Need Doherty, Thornhill, Sligo and formerly of Buncrana, County Donegal, reposing at Sean Feely's funeral home, Cartran Cross, Sligo, this evening from 5:30 until 7 o'clock. Mass of the Resurrection will be celebrated tomorrow morning at 11:30 in the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, Sligo. Funeral mass will be live streamed via sligocathedral.ie. Burial will follow in St Patrick's Cemetery, Scarden, Strandhill Road, Sligo. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to North West Hospice. The death has occurred of Dennis Kelly, Body, Stranaclea, Illies, Ballymagam, Buncrana. Dennis's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, leaving at 10 o'clock, going to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House strictly private from 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Mary McNulty, Meanderry, Fulcara. Mary's remains are reposing at her home. House private from 11 o'clock tonight and rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Finian's Church, Fulcara, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Angela Carlin, formerly Bonner, nay Brothers, 11, Lisnafin Park, Strabane, and formerly of New Ross, County Wexford, reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 9:15 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. and the death has taken place of Sean McKenna, Kilrain, Glenties, County Donegal and formerly of Milltown, Belturbet, County Cavan. Sean's remains are reposing at his home until 9 o'clock tonight. Requiem Mass in St Connell's Church, Glenties, tomorrow at 12 noon, with burial afterwards in Clare Cemetery, Donegal Town. House private to family on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.